from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that one was a tough one to swallow for myself, especially because I took the draw, and I take a lot of pride in trying to win those, especially at critical times, last minute. Yeah, it was a momentum shifter. Never want to give up goal in the last minute.
What was the feeling like in the third day? They were pushing so hard, they hit the lead. Many guys were able to... able to get the goal to get it back even. I mean, what was it like riding the wave of that period?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of swings when we play these guys. You know, we're so evenly matched. That was a pretty big momentum shift there. YZ almost got one right after mine, which would have been pretty sweet. I think that's just the way the series is going to continue to kind of go, and we just got to manage the puck and try to limit as many of the swings in their direction as we possibly can. Yeah, it was 3 or 4 minutes left, so just trying to get everything on net as I possibly could. Honestly, couldn't even really see. I had so many guys in front of me. I felt like the way the goalie had been playing, he'd be down, and if I just got it up, it would have a chance. So that's what I kind of saw.
A lot of the third period attempts, you almost didn't score. You guys didn't generate a lot. Why weren't you able to generate, and then what got you guys back to it again?
Well, they were down one coming into third, and obviously they're gonna push hard, and when they get leads, they tend to sit back and sit in that trap and try to make you dump a lot of pucks, and they were good at breaking things out and limiting our ozone time, and I think that's why we didn't have too many chances. And then once we start pushing, it opens up a little bit. We get things tied and things open up. They start pushing a little bit more instead of sitting back. And I think that's probably why we weren't generating too much. Is when they got that one goal lead, it's just a little bit harder to play against that style.
It seemed like when you went up 2-0, Syracuse really turned the scrappy element up. Did you feel sort of that same thing on the ice?
I don't know if I felt it when it was 2-0. I think the whole series is kind of that way. You know, that's what this rivalry is hard fought and scrappy. We know that they're not going to give up on a 2-goal lead, and they're going to keep pushing and give it everything they got. So yeah, it's to be expected, I think.
Are these the kind of swings that are just playoff hockey, playoff series, the high of last game and the cup punch of tonight?
Absolutely. I think that's the best part of playoff hockey. I think that's why you guys all love playoff hockey as well, as even in the NHL, the swings are so dramatic and the stories are great, and you know, the harder it is, the more fun it's going to be, and it's to be expected. Obviously, you want to win every single game in a row to the championship, but it's unrealistic. It's about just learning from your mistakes, not getting too high, not getting too low, and just coming back focused and trying to out-prepare them this week and win game 3.
Can you draw on last year? It was different last year because you lost the first 2, but you still picked yourself right up off the ground when you did come home and practice for a week and won the series. Can you draw on that?
For sure. A lot of the same guys returning. That was a great experience for all of us to, you know, no quit attitude, just just keep working and trying to find ways to beat this team. Personally, that's why I love playoff hockey, is it feels a little bit more like a chess match, and systems come into play, and you get to know all their players and their tendencies and their style and game plan, and executing our game plan in playoffs becomes a little bit more crucial and critical than say in regular season. We're going to have to obviously address that. That was three basically identical plays that cost us. So I haven't had time to really watch, but it's definitely an area that we're going to have to address.
Devin made, I think, five saves before you scored the tying goal. Just has work in the crease, particularly the third period overtime. I mean, what did that do for the
game? Yeah, I mean, he's rock solid back there. You know, like when you have a goalie that he's that good, like it just gives you so much belief that you're in every game, you can win every game, and he's critical to our success, and we have so much belief in him, and he was great again tonight.
No doubt that was icing.
I mean, from the bench, I thought we got it. I couldn't really tell live, honestly, but when they showed it on the big screen, to me it looked like Cozy tipped it. And we asked him, and he said he got a piece of it, and he's a pretty straight shooter, so I trust his word. But, you know, what are you going to do? We still have to go out and execute that face-off. But.
Did you break away? Did you go ahead and plan, or did you react?
It was a little bit bobbling on me. I didn't quite get my head up as quick as I wanted to because I was trying to settle it. It was a great play, two chips by my line mates. You know, we have different moves. It's a move that I've used before. Wasn't there tonight, and maybe I have to change it up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.